More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. On Saturday in Arizona, four California condors born and raised in captivity will take their first flight into the wild. Since the 1980s, when there were only 22 of the birds left in the world, the Peregrine Fund has been working to restore condor populations. Now, one of the birds to be released is Milagra, which is Spanish for miracle, because she was just an egg when her mother died of bird flu, and biologists rescued her from her cliffside nest. She was not expected to live, but she did, and she grew up at the Peregrine Fund's Boise facility. So here to tell us more about the birds are Jessica Schlarbaum, Public Information Officer with the Peregrine Fund, and Propagation Director Leah Escoval. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much for having us. We're happy to be here.
So Jessica, give us a little bit of background on the Condor Recovery Project.
Yeah, I'm going to let Leah go ahead and take that away. Leah's much more knowledgeable of that. She's our propagation director, so she has a lot of information.
Yeah, so the Condor Recovery Project, it's a multi-organizational program whose aim is to restore the California condor and bring their populations back up and hopefully have a self-sustaining population in the wild without needing so much human management one day.
And Leah, this is the 28th release of condors into the wild, and a lot of groups are needed to not just raise, but to also release the birds. So how does Boise's facility tie into all of this?
Yeah, right. So there's a lot of programs that work together to restore the condor. So Boise in particular, we have our headquarters, the Peregrine Fund's headquarters are here, the World Center for Birds of Prey. And up at the World Center in South Boise, we have the largest captive group of California condors. And what we do is we breed California condors here in Boise, and then we transfer them out to the wild to be released. And our counterparts out in the wild in Arizona is another part of the Peregrine Fund, and they are out there managing those populations and restoring the populations out there.
So Leah, I want to talk a little bit about Milagra. She is really this little miracle bird. So give us her backstory. I said a tiny bit of it, but there's more.
Yeah. So like you said, she was an egg laid in the wild, and unfortunately her mother did die of avian influenza. The father was still incubating the egg, and biologists were worried about him being exposed to avian influenza. Mm-hmm. So they made the tough decision to go ahead and take the egg from the nest to allow the father to disperse and lessen his chance of succumbing to it. So to their surprise, when they brought the egg back to the field site, they discovered it was fertile. And so then it became kind of, what do we do with this fertile egg? So they transferred it to Liberty Wildlife, which is one of their partners down there that helps them. It's a rehabilitator. And they, amazing folks there, hatched it. And when the chick was 7 days old, it was transferred here to Boise at the World Center for Birds of Prey. And we were able to get it into a foster nest, and it was raised. She did an amazing job all throughout her juvenile year here. And now she's out in Arizona, going to be released this Saturday.
Okay, Leah, you just said she was put into a foster nest, so like a foster home.
Yes.
How in the world do you do this? I mean, because I would think maybe another bird would reject a little baby bird that's not theirs. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that part really was really cool. So we are able to do kind of everything behind the scenes here. It's really important that the birds don't become habituated to people. So everything we do to care for them, it's kind of in secret from the birds. So we're able to, what we did is pick a pair that we thought was going to be a great pair for this. And they already had a chick in their nest. So what we did is we just removed that nestling when the pair was out taking a break, and we stuck Milagra in the nest. And these two chicks were similar age, so it wasn't a big shock size-wise for the parents. And when they came back, they kind of had no idea anything had even happened. They came in the nest and they raised her as their own. And then we just took that other chick and placed it in a different nest to be raised by a separate pair.
Okay, because I thought you were going to tell me that they came back and there were two, and I'm like, look, I would know if all of a sudden you gave me two babies.
Yeah. So that's actually a different technique that we are starting to use. And it's a little unique for condors because they don't do that in the wild, but their parental instincts are so strong that time of year that they kind of just take right to it. They're like, okay, I have two now.
Yeah. All right. What's another one?
Yeah.
So Jessica, we know, as Leah said, Milagro's mom died of bird flu. How hard did bird flu hit the condor population last year?
Yeah, so our Southwest population got hit really hard, and 21 birds died that we know of from highly pathogenic avian influenza. So it was a really rough few months for our team of quickly responding to that, doing everything they could to protect the healthy birds, collecting birds that showed any sign of illness to test and make sure that they were not carrying it. So it was a really big challenge for our team that year. And that kind of is the reason why this year's release is so impactful. Last year was the first year we did not release any California condors because of the risk of avian influenza. So this year is just a really big moment for our teams and for everyone who supports the California Condor Program.
And Leah, I've got to imagine that the little Milagro is really special to a lot of you, in particular, just because of her backstory. So what is it like to now, I mean, she's of course down in Arizona, but going to be released in the wild on Saturday. What's this process been like for you and everyone behind the scenes?
Yeah. So, you know, when we found out we got to bring her here, I think it was just a huge thing for all of us because we heard about everything going on in Arizona and we really couldn't do much to help from out here in Boise. So when we found out about her and we got to help with this situation, we were all super excited. So we just feel really, really lucky to be able to watch these birds like grow up and develop. And they're such a massive, amazing bird. So her being able to see her fly in the wild for the first time is definitely going to be super emotional. And sending her out there was a huge sense of pride and relief.
Yeah. Jessica, is bird flu still a threat to condors? Do we know where we are with avian influenza right now?
At the moment, no. Leah can probably speak better to this, but at the moment, it's not currently a threat, but we're always prepared. We can't predict what's going to happen with it. And so our team is ready. We implemented a lot of biosecurity protocols, both on-site and propagation, and in our wild program. Mm-hmm. And so we're ready to put everything back into place should it come back.
So Leah, talk a little bit about that, because I would think that, you know, where you are right in Boise at the facility, you can probably at least to the best of your ability control avian mm-hmm. influenza. But I mean, in the wild, I mean, how can you even do that? Or is it more like, you know, reacting if there is an issue with it and trying to get as many birds healthy as possible?
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what Jessica was saying, that like they are mm-hmm. prepared should it become a problem for the wild population out there again. They are so much more prepared this time now that they've gone through it. They have a great treatment facility set up and ways to quarantine birds that they find that are sick. And I think they also, now that they've experienced it, know what to look for when they see a sick bird and know whether or not it could be avian influenza.
How many condors are left in the wild, Jessica?
There are about 340 in the wild free-flying population, and that's an estimate because it changes pretty quickly. And then the total world population is around 560, and so that includes the captive birds.
That's really incredible that it has expanded that much since the 80s. So Jessica, we've talked a little bit about the release on Saturday, so we know four of the birds will go free, but what exactly will happen? How will this look?
Yeah, so this will be taking place at Vermilion Cliffs National Monument in Arizona, and our team will be up in this cliff 2 miles above where the actual public will be gathered, where the excitement will be happening. There is a release pen up there with the condors. It's really secluded in a way so they're not disturbed by the public. The four birds are there. They're ready. Our team is preparing them for Saturday. So what will happen is the public will gather down. There'll be stands with some of our partners there. We'll be having some merchandise available for donations, and items will be auctioned off. It's going to be a really exciting, fun event, just full of people who are all there to just celebrate the California Condor. So 30 minutes leading up to the release, there's going to be an introduction from some of our team members, as well as some videos that'll be playing. And then the release pen will be opened, and it's a mystery what will happen, because we can't predict what these birds are going to do. In past releases, they've all gone quickly. In some releases, they've stayed around for a couple hours. So every individual has a different personality, and so we will see what these four birds decide to do. But hopefully they will all leave and we will get to watch them enter the wild.
And Jessica, how can folks, if they're in Idaho, can they watch the birds go free in Arizona on
Absolutely.
Saturday? Is there a way to do this?
We will be live streaming this entire event. So Boise time, Mountain Daylight time, the live stream will be starting at 12:30 p.m. on our YouTube channel. And it's all over our social media pages and our website. And if you go on our YouTube channel, it'll pop right up. So it shouldn't be difficult to find. The release pen will be open at 1 o'clock. So we recommend people join the live stream at 12:30 to see the introduction and some of the fun videos. 1 o'clock, the release pen opens. And then between birds leaving, when there's some kind of idle time, our condor director will be answering questions. So there's going to be a live Q&A portion on the YouTube channel. People can go on and ask us anything.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.